This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
I've seen it three times this week about that woman who got impregnated by undercooked squid.
So she's going to have a baby because she ate squid.
That's what this is saying. There's all different versions of it. I reckon it's been going around for at least 5 years. In fact, it's been going since 2012.
So she's still pregnant now for 5 years?
She's not still pregnant. It's a tale of a 63-year-old Korean woman. And they're saying her tongue became pregnant through eating a portion of undercooked squid. And that's right. Yeah, so there's been reports saying that she gave birth to a whole pile of baby squids.
So not a real baby. So she had a baby with a squid. Yeah. I was confused. I thought she was going. I'm thinking, what?
No, she ate undercooked squid, and some of the stories say she got pregnant with squids from it. And others say another one said it occurred this year, but it didn't. It actually occurred back in 2012 when the story first appeared. But it's been interpreted and changed so many times. Well, it's finally been put to bed. What exactly happened?
She's finally been put to bed, so she might be pregnant. The 63-year-old Korean lady.
She might be. It started with a paper. Listen to this. This was a scientific paper, and it was titled "Penetration of the Oral Mucosa by Parasite-like Sperm Bags of Squid."
Well, that sounds exciting. I'm sure I've read that article in Penthouse. Yeah. I'm sure that's been written up.
She experienced severe pain in her oral cavity immediately after eating a portion of parboiled squid along with its internal organs. And the paper also states that she did not, in fact, swallow the portion, but she spat it out.
See, there's the problem. 12 years of Catholic school, I was taught never spit swallow. You know, you wouldn't have had a problem. You wouldn't be pregnant if you just learned to remove it.
So what really happened? And this story is probably still going to go around, but it's been cleared up. What really happened was these packages of sperm from the squid apparently found the way, you know, she ate it raw and they were still alive, and they found their way into her mouth, and they started stinging the side of her mouth and her tongue. And that was it. That's all that happened. She spat it out and there was nothing else to it. But
so she didn't get pregnant.
No.
Nothing happened.
No.
She swallowed something that got a bit tingy.
No, that's right. So
have you ever spread rumours like that about things like... I have. Look, my first job was in one of those golden arches, you know, at 14, and you go off to
do it. Yeah.
And there was a lovely little girl there that we learnt together, and I thought her brother was really cute. And we talked about sex and whatever, you know, ha, ha, ha. And I told her that she should never have a bath after her brother because she could end up pregnant. And she believed me. And her parents came to the work the next day and yelled and screamed at me. Yeah, not that I said that his daughter was going to get pregnant. He was more concerned that I said his son was masturbating in the bath before his family.
Oh, so they were upset about that. They were,
yeah, because they were. She was talking about how the brother had the bath first, then the brothers, then she could, and how the water was cold and dirty by the time she got in. And I told her that she could end up pregnant in case her brother had done things in the bath before her.
And she believed you.
Well, we were young.
I wonder if it is true. Maybe it is. Maybe we could start spreading that rumour again.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've been having a bath after Wayne now for 19 years and I'm still not pregnant.
Time for some technology
update. Right.
Facebook is still dealing with the aftermath of Russia's massive state-sponsored misinformation campaign conducted in the run-up to, during and after the 2016 presidential election.
So are we angry at Facebook or are we angry at the Russians?
I think this is more... Facebook is angry at the Russians now. The company is still actively suspending accounts linked to the Internet Research Agency, which is a Russian-tied propaganda outfit dedicated to seeding disinformation by way of fake accounts, pages, news and comments on social networking sites.
I don't trust any of them. They're all liars. Haven't they been mining my information?
They have been. Well... To help with this and what they're suspecting from overseas people is Facebook is currently testing a new feature for Messenger that's going to identify suspicious accounts sending unwarranted direct messages, letting us users know the account's country of origin.
Oh, that's great. So,
which is good, because do you get that? I get them.
Facebook's going to say, oh, these people are scammers who might steal your information and sell it to a third party. But we also might do that as well. But I'm going to complain about those one, so you're not looking what I'm doing. Mr. Zuckerberg needs to pull his fingers out.
What did you call him? Zuckerberg?
Isn't he some Zuckerberg or something? I mean, I should know him. He's worth like millions or billions, isn't he? Yeah.
Well, anyway, this new feature is going to tell us, it's going to identify the phone number from where the message is coming from on if you're using Facebook or Messenger. And it's going to say, nah, this is coming from X country. So we'll be able to tell where the message is coming from. Because I get them sometimes. I don't know why. I get these odd messages.
You know what? That's true because they always come through. I got one the other day saying it was from Milan. I answered it.
Did you? You thought it was some fashion designer saying, Tom, we want you.
Versace saying, come on over.
We love that knitted jumper you've got on today.
If you pick on my knitted jumper, I'm going to burn this thing to go. But you know what? Look, this technology is starting to take over. You know what? I'm getting old, so I can see a positive in this. I'm going to end up with Alzheimer's, so there's no doubt about that. I'm not going to have to know anything. Facebook, I'll just, they'll be able to put a phone in my hand, download an app.
It'll just be blobs.
Yeah, download an app and you can press a button and I'll speak and talk and I'll remember things and Facebook will tell you how many friends I have.
It'll be a lot easier, won't it? In more technology news, if you've got an Apple iPhone,
you're a loser.
Is
that what we're going to go?
So Andy and I are losers.
Look like iPhone users as well.
Apple quietly introduced a significant privacy safeguard as part of the new update. The iOS update was released on July the 9th. USB restricted mode prevents USB accessories that plug into the little port from making data connections. So they can only be used to charge your phone rather than steal data.
I know you're looking at me as if this is meant to make sense. I did not understand a word you said.
If you've got an iPhone, if you plug in a USB thing.
Oh, don't explain it to me. The rest of the people out there probably know. I'm the idiot. Don't worry. I don't care.
It can provide charge, but it can also take data from your phone.
I will never own an iPhone. Okay. I will not join that religion.
Okay, well,
that cult will not come into my house. I will not.
Your phone can do this too, but it hasn't got this mode that protects it. So
my phone's about 45 years old. It's got more cracks on it than.
Well, this USB restricted mode is going to work like this. After an hour of your phone not being used, if you plug in a USB cable or into the lightning jack, it will not take data from your phone. So it shuts it down. It can only charge your phone. I think it's a great idea.
That sounds great. I still don't understand what you're talking about.
So no one can pick up your phone, therefore, if it's locked for a certain period of time and then steal stuff from it.
I must be the only person in the world that doesn't lock their phone because I do that and I can never remember my password.
Oh.
So I don't know. I don't know what.
So you don't lock it?
No, not at all.
You just told the world you don't lock it. Everyone will be after your phone now.
What are they going to do?
I've
already downloaded all the porn. Just go to my history.
Are you good at holding anger?
I'm good at holding anything.
Do you ever let it out? It's like some, a roar or swear or smash something. What do you like?
Well, I mean, you're not allowed to hit your children anymore. Is that what you're talking
about? No, not hitting people.
Oh, I'm not quite sure where you're going with this. I mean, I get angry at my children all the time. I mean, we're going to get them on the phone. Do I scream and yell?
There's a new therapy. Well, I don't know if it's new, actually. It's called scream therapy.
Yeah, see, I've been doing this for years.
Have you?
Yeah, with my children. Yeah, it was funny because Jade went to dancing. She's at a new dancing school and she walks in there and the teacher, she was one of those that had the big stick and used to bash it on the floor and tell the kids to lift their legs harder and hit them.
Right.
And she said to Jade, I'm very strict and I yell a lot. And she turned around, she said, it doesn't matter, I live with Dad. It's nothing going to be. I thought, I do yell a lot, don't I? So is that what you mean? I always feel great.
That's what I was reading about yesterday. It's apparently this new therapy where you actually involves standing in this warrior pose. I don't know, what's the warrior pose?
Oh, it'd be hands on your hip and a lip and wrist, wouldn't it? And they'd be going, sweetie, bring me another cocktail.
And screaming at the top of your lungs.
Oh, well, I've done that before.
And apparently it's quite controversial amongst psychologists. Actually, I think about it. I was seeing my psychologist once and I think I was angry
about
it.
Did you yell at him?
Or something. No, but he said, how do you feel? I said, I feel really angry. And he was saying, what would you say? And I was thinking, well, I'd swear. And I didn't want to say it. And he goes, no, say it. And I swore. And he goes, and what else would you say? And he had me saying all this stuff. I felt really good afterwards. So maybe it could work.
See, aggression is horrible. Save it for the bedroom where it belongs. Keep aggression out of the streets. Don't be rude to your neighbours. Turn the lights off, shut the door, then go into it as hard as you want. I've got no problems with that. Yeah.
I was reading about it. It says apparently one of the things is it can help you tap into repressed issues.
Oh, we've all got repressed
ultimately
issues.
Ultimately releasing and working through them. And then I hadn't heard of it before. And it was popular in the 60s too, apparently. Yes, John Lennon was a big fan.
Yes, so was Acid, and they're both dead. The 60s and John Lennon, let me say. Didn't work for either anyone.
I don't know, but apparently it's quite good. So
no one from the 60s can even remember the 60s.
It says the physical vibratory sensations alert the nervous system.
Well, I can understand because I turn my little machine up to 10 and that's the, it does affect my nervous system, let me tell you that. Never come out angry at the end.
Yeah. Now, how long have you and Wayne been together? Is it 18?
I don't know. I was drunk when I met him.
A long time.
And I'm still drunk. That's how
a long time.
Yeah.
You would never stop him from doing what he wanted to do, though, would you?
Like stopping from
doing what he wanted to do.
Of course, as long as it doesn't interfere me in any negative way, I'm happy for him to do what he wants. As long as he's there, I get my 3 meals a day, my clothes are cooked. My washing's done, my food is cooked, isn't it? That's right.
Well, a Canadian girl deleted an email from her boyfriend that was accepting him into this prestigious music school and replaced it with a fake rejection note.
Oh, really?
Yep, a fake rejection note.
That sounds funny. That's good.
And the school, apparently to get into this school, they only accept 2 new students a year. It's one of the most prestigious music schools. The process to apply took 2 years as well to get in. And this anyway, he got in. He went through all these hoops and hurdles to get in, and the girlfriend wrote a rejection note.
That she's terrible.
She took the email, deleted it.
So she thinks she was scared that he was going to move on and become famous and then leave her behind.
Yep, absolutely. I think that's what it was. Well, it doesn't actually talk about the reason, but being fined $260,000 by a Canadian court.
What, because she deleted an email?
Yep, because of the lost income from – because apparently from this high-paying this music school, students are virtually guaranteed a high-paying symphony
so
career.
So I get where you're going. So basically a man is suing his ex-girlfriend because he reckons that, like, stopped his music career ever happening.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. I agree. She should be firing squad.
Yeah. Well, but what? That's a severe punishment. She's going to get fined $260,000. But I mean, why wouldn't you? Why would you be with someone if he loved doing the music?
I'm sure my life is in rack and ruins because Wayne sabotages me every day. I'm sure he does. You know, how dare he say nice things to me in the morning and wish me a good day and leave me little notes in my lunchbox. I mean, that stuff ruins my day. I don't need to know you're thinking about me. Yeah. That's creepy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's costing $260,000 for deleting and rewriting an email.
God, I've done terrible things. I've done way worse than that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure I've sabotaged my children, but one of them was like winning a race and I thought, oh, I hope you fall over because I didn't want to have to drive it the next week. So I'd sabotaged it to make sure shoelaces weren't tied up enough.
Oh, really?
Well, it was a long way to drive and I thought the only way I'm not going to do this is if I make sure you don't win the next race. So I didn't do shoelaces up well. Yeah.
Oh, did she fall? What did
she
injured herself?
No, but she whinged about that they were slipping on the rocks and I go, well, just slow down, sweetheart, slow down.
Got another social media craze for you, Tom.
Okay, great.
We had that Toblerone tunnel and several other things. Barbie feet.
Okay.
It's called Barbie feet, and it's when you point your toe like you're wearing high heels.
Oh, I've got a good
even
point.
Even when you're barefoot.
I'm a natural dancer. Would you like to see my point? It's a shame you people on in the world can't see it, but I'm hanging out of, what is it, window 9. If you have a look now, if you're walking down Bourke Street, my foot is out window 9, and I would like you to point. That's a good point. Have a look. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it creates the illusion of added height. Maybe I should do this.
Sweetheart, you could not point your feet that long, let me tell you. There is no amount of pointing that's going to make you look taller.
Some influencers are even posing on their tippy toes in shots to gain an extra inch or two. And celebrities from the Kardashians to Lea Michele are doing it as well.
Oh, if the Kardashians are doing it.
And it's sweeping out Insta feeds.
Could you imagine them trying to get up on their toes with those bums hanging them down? There's no way. Gravity doesn't work. Like when you've got something that big hanging on the back, you ain't lifting yourself up.
But their
up.
Calf muscles would be great because that would be a great weight. They could just go up and down and up and down and work their calf muscles.
Oh, that's true.
But I don't know if the shots show you standing on your tippy toes or if it just you stand on your tippy toes to look taller in the photo because I do that with you.
So this is not like this horrible feet binding where they used to do
No, 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 no. It's something
so
like that.
People are choosing to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'll
happen. Without shoes on.
Oh, without shoes?
Without shoes. So they're just doing it on their toes, which is really hard.
Well, it's not that hard.
Well, it is if you're not trained to do it. I find it I do it in a particular yoga pose and my legs start shaking.
No, I'm going to leave that one there where it belongs. But that's crazy. So we're all worried about getting up on our toes.
We're all worried about getting up on our toes. It's a new thing.
Don't you just put in lifts in your feet?
Barbie feet.
Don't you have like your shoes and get little high heels to sit in?
You can. There's new little things you can get and it adds a couple of inches apparently.
Did it help?
I haven't used it.
Wake Up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.